It appears most likely that the radical left is about to install their puppet into the House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue after having arranged to turn a Trump electoral landslide into a defeat through targeted election fraud. In moments of lucidity, Joe Biden has threatened to run roughshod over many of our basic rights in order to move forward the leftist anti-freedom, pro-government control agenda of his party, and more specifically, of his puppet masters. Republicans have historically been a fairly weak party at the federal level when it comes to stopping the drift of the country leftward, with success seen not as stopping such, but as simply slowing down our drift to perdition. One thing I know from years of insider political work is this. Texas U.S. representatives and senators need to hear from you, both in their district and D.C. offices, regularly demanding they not simply slow down the left, but that they actively fight to stop such. Like many people, elected officials are often cowards of a sort and need to know people in their districts have their backs when they fight. Do you think they'll learn this from the local newspaper editorial page? Media will always attempt to make those standing for conservative approaches feel to be out on a limb and lonely. It's up to us to make sure our elected officials know we are watching and that we are supporting them when they go to bat on our behalf. Don't be silent. Make regular contact with your elected official staff and let them know you support them when they fight for right. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.